Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. Good evening. I'm Carmen. I'll be your host for tonight, and blessings to everybody. We had a little bit of difficulties just trying to get on. It showed that I was not able to log on for some reason, so I had to try different things to allow myself to be on the air again. So I do apologize for that. Blog Talk is having some issues, but we're back on. And praise the Lord. Well, today is March 26, 2022, and it's Saturday. And I want to reiterate what I spoke about last week, a little bit touch and go on that topic about jealousy. I gave many examples of that last week, but I want to give you this one example because I feel that God is preparing us this year for many blessings. I was looking at Prophet Randy's card once again, and I read of the scripture that he gave us. From Isaiah 22:22, it says, I will place on his shoulders the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. So God gives Jesus the keys, right? And there's blessings, there's treasures. And I believe there's going to be treasures for people this year, but we have to have the right key to open the right door. But that's by reading God's word and seeking him. And one of those keys are understanding what the spirit of jealousy can do to close your blessings or to open your blessings up. So an example of that, I remember today, and I spoke about this with a friend, how many years ago I was at a church, and this one lady gave a testimony. There was a lot of people receiving blessings for some reason that year. They were giving to the funds of the church to open up a bigger church, right? And so this lady was praying for a job and for other things. And so she applied for this one job that she knew she was very well qualified to do. And she knew, she felt she was going to get that job. But lo and behold, that job was given to somebody less qualified than she was. So she examined herself and said, well, no, I'm going to continue believing God, and I'm going to be happy for this person, for their position, and I know God has something for me. Well, months went by, and there was an opening for a particular job. And in that job, it paid double the amount. Well, she ended up getting that job, and she was blessed double. So because she kept her heart in humility from the lies of the enemy and not getting bitter, but and not jealous, but continuing to trust in the Lord, she was blessed. So that's what I want to leave you with tonight. Continue staying in humility and being in your walk with the Lord in his way, and keeping yourself humble and in the right way before him, so that when those blessings come, those doors won't be shut, okay, because you're walking in God's way. All right, I'll just begin tonight with prophecy. If you want prayer or prophecy, you can raise your hand by dialing 1 on your phone, and it'll give you a little voice that says you are now in the queue. And if you click it again, it'll take you off the queue. So right now, I have other callers, but some don't have their hands raised up. I'll begin tonight with 8, and a lot of people, I don't know if it was because they logged in and didn't see that I was on while I was trying to get back onto the show. I need to, give me a moment. Let me give Prophet Randy and have him let me know. Because it may have not gone through. One moment, I'll be right with you. I left that there. Yeah, so if sometimes that does, that happens with Block Talk. Sometimes at the beginning of a show, it'll kick you out. So I do apologize if anyone has been kicked out. But stay, you know, call again. And because sometimes we have difficulties for some reason, I don't know what's going on. Usually Block Talk is pretty good, but I don't know if they're having issues with hacking or I don't know. But we will continue. Know that for sure, that I will continue until I get in one way or another, right? So praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just lift up this time. And I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name. There, I got the message. All right. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for this time that we have together. I pray that, Father God, it be you speaking through me, not my words, but your words. Minister to your people in the things that they need, Father God. You speak tonight. We just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Lord, because you are God, and there's nobody that we can compare to. You are the one and only, and we worship you. We thank you. We give you praise. Thank you, God. I am so appreciative of everything you do for us, and we just give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, tonight I'm just going to get right on to prayer and prophecy. And if you have something to give, a testimony of something that's happened to you this week, do know that you may not think that it's nothing, but somebody else might be going through something, and you might be blessing someone else. Like someone spoke something last week, and it was a blessing to me. It just ministered to me. So, and while we're praying for other people, do join in prayer while you're waiting for your prayers to be answered, your turn to be taken. And let's begin. Praise the Lord. Oh, and by the way, tonight is my birthday. So it's a special night for me. It's happy and a bit sad because this is the first birthday that I'm without my mother. And she had a lot to do with today. She was there. She delivered me on that day many years ago. So I praise the Lord for the mother I had, and praise the Lord. Amen. So let's begin with the first call. It's 804-218, your name and where you're from.
My name is Angie, and I'm from Virginia.
Hey, Miss Angie.
Happy birthday to you, Carmen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Carmen. We love you.
I love you guys, too. Amen. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll see what the Lord has to say for you tonight. Amen.
Sure.
In a moment. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Angie, Father God. We praise you. We give you thanks, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for Miss Angie, Father God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just heard the song Willie Nelson that says, "On the Road Again." I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I guess the Lord is going to have you on the road again. And we just thank you, Lord, for that. And we just pray, Father God, for protection over her, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I see like country roads and you enjoying them. It's going to be a time of blessings for you, that it's just you and the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just see you, you know, enjoying the scenery. Woo, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your protection, for your angels around her. Keep her safe, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you're building up in her life, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I just see a bouquet of flowers. Like you've gathered all different kinds of flowers, and you're holding that bouquet, and I see you giving flowers out from the things that you've gathered along the way. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the seeds, the word that you have put in Miss Angie, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I ask you, Father God, that you just give her the words, speak to those around her, the people that you know that need to hear that word from you, Lord. I just thank you for that vessel, Lord, in Miss Angie. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray blessings over her in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Miss Angie.
Hello. Isn't that a confirmation? Because today I said, I think I'm ready to move on from this place.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard that song, "On the Road Again." And I don't listen to a lot of country music, but that's what I heard. So you're covered in prayer, Miss Angie. And
well, thank you.
There's something the Lord is doing in you. He's put stuff in you, and be ready to give it out. He's getting you ready to give it out to the ones that need to hear a word. Amen. Man, I kind of envy you. That must be fun to see, you know, to see what you're seeing right now. That's awesome. I hope you're journaling everything.
I am trying to journal. Sometimes I don't write it all down, but I am keeping up with it pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. Not every day, but, you know, sometimes, it's, you know, you just enjoyed the day, and it's just been an enjoyable day. You know what I'm saying? But then there are moments when you can hear a clarity word and you chew the fat on it, so to speak. Takes you a while to get it digested.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but all I saw, it was beautiful, the vision the Lord gave me for you. Apparently, you're enjoying it. I thank the Lord for that, and I thank the Lord for you, that what you're doing is for Jesus, and just, you know, just be on the lookout for how you're going to give this out, because God gives to us, but it's for us to give out. Like, we're like fresh rivers, you know. We give water constantly flowing. The more we get, the more we give out. And we don't keep it to ourselves, because then we become stagnant, right? So
that's right.
Definitely God is using you, Miss Angie. Praise the Lord for that. Do you have anything, testimony to give us?
Well, yes, I'm staying with a beautiful family, and all the children have, you know, full knowledge of the Lord, and they're going to school. They're future-minded, you know, focused, mm-hmm. and the grandchildren are beautiful. The pastor and his wife that I'm staying with are beautiful people. I'm very thankful for.
Well, that's wonderful.
Give me a minute. I'm choking up. So,
well, that's
yeah.
good. Those are tears of joy.
Oh,
those
absolutely.
Are tears of joy. Thank
yeah,
you, Lord.
They've been quite
Thank you, Lord.
Gracious. They've been quite gracious and in a very hospitable and feed me the finest foods, and you know,
Aww.
It's yeah, we've had fresh seafood and steaks and you know, just
Ooh.
Shrimp. And, yeah, I'm eating like a queen.
They're treating you like a child of a king, huh? Well, praise
yes,
the Lord.
They
and
are.
Just pray a blessing over them. Yeah, we pray a blessing yeah. over them for that hospitality over you, and we pray that many blessings more come upon their family in Jesus' name. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Miss Angie?
Well, I went to Tampa, or not Tampa, but Clearwater.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it's called, Clearwater Beach, maybe, in Florida. And
uh-huh.
it was not a good situation, but I was able to testify and explain how, you know, God is a deliverer and you're not stuck. You're just, you know, but you need to be able to reach in and that God's your answer and there is no other answer but God for your situation. And I hope that you embrace him so that you can get free. And I believe that's why, you know, I was able to go there. I felt uncomfortable, but I went ahead and shared the gospel, and then I left. I didn't stay. So I came back
yeah.
to my beautiful family. So,
well, sometimes
I didn't quite make the Howard Brown moment, but that's okay. But I may turn it around. Who knows? Who knows when I get on the road which way I go?
Yeah. You mentioned being stuck. If Joseph had that mentality of staying stuck, he would have never continued believing and trusting the Lord for his blessings. And sometimes we see people that look like they are stuck and things are happening over and over to them, but it's training for reigning. And sometimes God, he knows what he's put in us, but sometimes these things shape our character to allow us to be in that moment when God releases us to do these things. And so we should never look at others, you know, as they're stuck. And we shouldn't see ourselves as stuck. Sometimes, you know, I felt that way, and I'm like, what is going on? But you know what? It shapes our character. When we go through the fire, it brings out who we are. And it either brings the worst out of us or the best out of us. So those moments are important. God knows what he's doing when he allows these things to happen to us. So I'm glad you mentioned that word, being stuck. But we're not stuck. God's always doing something. He's always doing shaping something, getting things out of us, putting things in us, making us stronger in our moments of when we're battling, you know, when things are not going the way we want. So in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a friend here that you can play for if you could. She just got back. Her name's Jody.
Say that again. I couldn't catch the name.
I said I have a friend here. If you'll pray for her, I'd appreciate it. It's Jody. Her name is Jody. She's from Florida.
Oh, wow. Jody. That's funny. I was going to put a song that sounds similar to that name. All right. So let me pray for her one moment. Thank you, Lord, for Jody. Lord, what would you have for Jody tonight, Lord? Thank you for Jody, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I see that the Lord is going to, waters, like she needs to get ready because God is going to bring living waters, like waters, you know, washing her with the water of the word. I just see like a gush of water coming towards her. And she needs to get ready because there's something that the Lord is about to do in her life, and it's going to come strong in the name of Jesus. It's going to come strong into like waters, living waters are coming, and they're just coming strong. That's what I see. I see like a big thing coming towards her, and then not in a bad way. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So tell her to get herself ready. Because God is about to do something in her with the word. It's going to come in strong in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that water of the word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Jody, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
She heard every bit of it. She's excited.
Yeah.
She said she got goosebumps. She got the Holy Ghost bumps.
Yeah, well, that's what I saw, and I'm trying to be really good at how I explain what I'm seeing, and I saw debris, and with that debris, that what the Lord is going to come in with is going to push all that out. I don't know what that is, that means, but tell her to get ready. That in the word, it has to do with the word, the washing of the word. It's coming really strong. You know how firemen come with their hoses and it pushes a whole bunch of water all at once, like that. That's how I feel like God is going to come over and tell her to take advantage of it, and pull her journal out and get ready. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. She's laughing. She's like, she's excited. She's ready.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You. Come on, man.
All right.
And have a wonderful birthday.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. All right. Good night. Have a blessed week. All right. Next caller, 910-709. Your name and where you're from.
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Miss Sylvia. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good, good. I love people from North Carolina. I used to live in North Carolina. I just love people from there. They're just so sweet. They're always telling you, well, bless your heart. I'll get you, and then I'll give you work. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for Miss Sylvia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just heard the best is yet to come. Miss Sylvia, thank you, Lord. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Miss Sylvia, the Lord will have you know that not to look at the situations, the things around you like, okay, that's it for me. No. The Lord says, no, there's the best is yet to come. And as you apply yourself, the Lord is going to show you, and he's going to show out in Jesus' name. And it's not in church settings. It's not in the settings that you normally think you are supposed to be in. God will show up when you show out, when you lift him up. Continue doing that. Thank you, Jesus. There's more wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The best is yet to come. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Miss Sylvia?
Amen. Praise the
Lord. What's going on? Give us a testimony. The mic is on you.
Well, I'm just, he's saying not to look at the situations around me. And uh-huh. You're saying pretty much the settings he's going to use me is not necessarily church, correct?
Yep. A church is not, a building is not what the Lord would have us understand as the church. We are the church.
Yes, yes, yes. I have that understanding. I haven't been in church since December. I had gotten sick, and the Lord, when I got well, he had led me to stay in and pray and read my word. And I've been in here since December the 19th. And so I feel like now it's time for me to go back out. He says that once I go back out to church, he has some people he wanted me to touch. He wanted to heal them. So April will be the first time out since December. And I feel like when I came in, I was exhausted and tired. And sometimes when we're, you know, doing a lot of things in the church atmosphere, we don't realize how tired, you know, and we're just doing. So when I came in, I was so tired. And so when I came in, I didn't realize that I was going to stay in that long. I came in because I wasn't feeling well, but he says that he was taking me into, you know, a rest. And so I've just been in. So I told him I wanted to go back out different than I came in. And I feel like a lot of things have changed since I came in. He showed me some things on, had a lot of teachings on religiosity, and he showed me some things in the church concerning, you know, religious actions and things, and now I know the truth, you know, and a lot of things that we do in church, sometimes we think that, you know, those things make us grow. What makes us grow is actually relationship, you know, relationship and doing what he'll have us do, not so much as what people will have us do. And
So I've
been in training, and now I know the truth. So it's time to go back out. And I'm believing that God is going to do, you know, some amazing things, that people will get healed. And I felt like I've grown closer, you know, since he shut me down for a while. And so sometimes he has to bring us in to get us disciplined and ready for the things that he has for us. And I
As you were talking, I felt like the Lord is going to start doing things differently, different as we've always known it. And maybe that's why he's preparing you that way, because church, as we know it, is not going to be the same. Yes, we do need to have people like-minded, and we need to congregate, because that's part of what the Word of God says.
Right.
So I just pray that you get connected with the right people, that Father God will give you, in Jesus' name, the right connections, and that church as it's always been known is not going to be known. It's going to be more fun than ever in the name of Jesus for you. I pray, Father God,
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, that you release Miss Sylvia, Father God, from all these things that weigh her down. Father God, I pray that you, Father God, give her the freedom that she needs, Father God. Give it to her right now in Jesus' name, the freedom to go and do as you have told her to do. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in her life. And I thank you for the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Is there a
amen.
Testimony or something else that you'd like to share?
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you. And happy birthday, and thank you for praying for me.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you, Miss Sylvia.
Yeah.
God, have a blessed
week. Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, my next caller for 02214, your name and where you're from. Oops, wait, hold on. I got the wrong one. It jumped. All right. 402214.
Hi, Carmen. It's Sharon in New York.
Hi, Ms. Sharon. Okay.
How are you?
Let me mute you. Good in you. Let me mute you, and then I'll come back to you.
I just want to get
Oh, sorry. Let me just speak for you first, and then I'll come back to you, okay? Thank you, Lord. For Ms. Sharon from New York, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for her family. Thank you, Lord, for Ms. Sharon. Thank you, Lord, for that sweet love, Lord, that she has for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know, but I'm just seeing like a, you know, one of those carts with two wheels that you're gathering some things in there. I see you with those little metal carts and you with two wheels where you pull them and you do groceries with them. You carry your groceries. But I see you not putting groceries, but things. I don't know, things, and that you're sharing those things out. That you're giving those things out. There's something that you're giving that God is having you to gather, to give. I'm not sure what those things are, but I see that being put like in a grocery cart, you know, one of those metal grocery carts with two wheels. And thank you, Lord, for that generous heart that Ms. Sharon gives from what she has, Father God, that if she has much, she gives much. If she has little, she gives from her little, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that abundance in her heart, Father God, for giving to others. I pray that, Father God, that you give her more. You give her more, Father God, so that she can give more. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Ms. Sharon's life, Lord. I just see, you know, your hands expressing love to those around you. I see children, like you're expressing love to children. And that's what God would have you do in this season. It seems to be really important on the heart of God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You think you don't have to give, but you do have, Ms. Sharon, to give. You have much to give in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Ms. Sharon. Bless her, Father, in Jesus' name. And Ms. Sharon, how are you?
Hi, thank you. That was really nice. I have one of those little carts that
you're
talking about. Oh, yeah. I can't carry anything around in New York. I use that cart. And
oh, wow.
And I am, you know, like when I do get stuff, you know, I'm always thinking of my grandkids and what do they need. And I do try to share. So that was really nice. It was nice to hear.
For some reason, that's on God's heart. That's what God wants you to do. I think that's really strong on God's heart. Grandparents don't realize it, but they play an important part in the growth of grandchildren. And they can touch a child's life in a very important way. And so that's
right.
Why I just saw you with the cart. I don't know if you're sharing from that cart to your grandchildren, or I didn't see who they were, who you were sharing from, giving to. But I saw that cart being full. But it wasn't groceries. It was something that you were putting in there and giving to others. So I sense that you sometimes feel like you don't have anything to give, but the Lord says, yes, you have
right.
a lot to give. And so right now he wants you to focus on those children. I guess those are your the children I was seeing were your grandchildren. And it is very important. We don't realize that. I know my grandmother was a big influence on my life, and I loved her dearly. And, yeah, I mean, the time that I spent with her, I mean, I didn't spend a whole bunch of time with her, but the time that I did was very valuable to me. And it meant a lot. And do I miss her now. I wish I had her now to just call her up and tell her, you know. And that's all you have to just be listening to your grandchildren and allowing them to Fine. Just speak, you know, and you give them the wisdom of God. Give them the wisdom of God. So, Ms. Sharon, you have an assignment.
Fine. Well, I am trying. I'm, you know, a lot of I'm being, you know, fought against. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't look at that. Don't look at that.
No, I won't. I'll just keep trying.
There's always giants in the land. Like I always say, whatever we're going towards, you know, that God wants to bless us with, there's always giants in the land. And so we don't focus on the giants. We focus on what God says about the promises and what he wants us to do. And when we focus on that, that's where we're at. Otherwise, it'll overwhelm us and it'll get us depressed. And there's times that it will, because the battle is so intense, but you keep fighting through it. Whether other people understand or don't understand, you just, you know, sometimes you have to rest. Sometimes it's your body that needs to rest, and you have to give your body a time to rest too, so that you could continue with what God wants you to do. And sometimes, you cry it out, but cry it out before the Lord, not before others, because others don't understand sometimes what you go through.
Right.
So you know, and you get refreshed when you're in his presence. You'll wake up, you'll get up from that prayer time a different person, and that's exactly what God wants us to do, okay? So you have your assignment. Is there anything that you want to share tonight? I'm sorry. I keep hearing your voice in and out. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do want to ask you to pray for my restoration and my health so that I can do more with my grandchildren. I have I can't get around very well at all. Really bad, so it's just gotten worse. So I am praying to, because I don't want to be a burden. I want to be able to help. And
I understand. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Miss Sharon, Father God, up to you, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you give her mobility. I pray that you give her the wisdom to eat right. Certain foods to stay away from, Father God, that may cause maybe inflammation in her body, Father God. I pray, Father God, that she learn to identify those foods and that you give her the mind to identify these things that are good for her. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you would help her, Father God, to allow her to have good friends, godly friends to encourage her, Father God, in her health, Father God. I just pray, thank you, Lord, for what you're going to share with Miss Sharon, Father God, and the things that she will share out of her experience in learning how to tackle these things, Lord. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the healing touch of God over her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that any inflammation, any stiffness, any health issues, Lord, we just plead the blood over her in the name of Jesus. And I pray for that wisdom, Father God, to maintain what you're doing in her life and in her body in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Yes, it's very important to understand that our eating habits also contribute to our health. There's certain things, you know, that we eat that, you know, we don't realize that can cause inflammation, that can cause other issues. But in Jesus' name, that is dealt with, right? And so God's going to give you wisdom. You know, you seek it out. You eat healthy, eat live foods, things that are good for you. Do your regular things that you need to do, and God will guide you. God will give you the wisdom to allow your body to do what it is it needs to do. And regardless, you know, one thing that I've learned, that as I've gotten older, maybe I don't have the agility that I had when I was 20, but there is wisdom. There is wisdom that God has given me to be able to do the things that I'm not able to do. Because of the mind that he gives me to do them, working smarter, not harder. So I believe that God's going to do that with you in the name of Jesus. And don't look at your body because, you know, our bodies one day will have one thing, another day it'll have another. But it's what is coming out from within you that God wants from you, okay? It's like that song that I played earlier. It's God's, we are his garden. And God wants what comes from within out, not the things from the outside in. Yes, our food can help us and all this stuff, but if we don't have God and we don't have his wisdom and we don't have what he wants us to have from within, then it's us doing things on our own in our flesh, and that's not what God wants. Okay?
Right.
So seek God. Seek God in even in these things on how to eat. There's a lot of good Christian believers that give good advice on that. So you may want to look up on that. But I just see right now what I see is that your assignment is for you to spend the time with those children. I believe you mentioned they were your grandchildren.
Yeah.
So stay focused on that and seek him in everything. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, my grandmother wasn't one that was really strong, but she was slow and steady, and she got things done, and she did things, and she didn't have this big house and all that stuff, but she had a lot of love, and that's what I remember about her. I don't remember the things that she had or the things she gave me. I remember the things she gave me spiritually. That I remember. And that's what's valuable in the eyes of God. Amen?
Right. I wanted to say happy birthday, and I understand exactly what you mean, you know, about this first birthday without your mom with you, physically anyway. I always gave my mother flowers on my birthday because she, you know, she had me, you know, as a thank you.
Yeah.
So I always had that
same thing. Yeah, you were both there at the same time.
Right. And I always tell people that they should say happy birthday to their mothers when it's their birthday, you know, because their mom was the one.
Yeah.
And I'm without my
there,
mom.
If you
could
not have been here.
Right. So I understand.
Yeah.
And I'm sure God's letting her hear you. So
yeah, well, yeah, it is missed. You know, she would call every year, but we have a legacy and we carry on the good things that our family, and our mother and everybody else put into us. And so the best way of honoring others is by doing those things that they taught us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
And,
amen.
And being better examples of what they were to our own family.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying.
Yes.
But thank you so much for your prayers. And
do you
God
have
bless
a testimony?
Not right now, I don't really. I mean, nothing I'm thinking of where you said. Okay.
Okay, so when you call next week, think about testimony so we can share. I believe it or not, that blesses people a lot. When we hear what God does in someone else's life, you realize, wow, if he did it for her, I'm his child too. He's going to do it for me. So praise the Lord, Miss Sharon.
All right, thank you. Good
God
night,
bless
Carmen.
You. Have a blessed week.
Thank you.
Amen.
You too, honey. Bye.
All right. I have another caller, 646-474, your name and where you're from.
Hello?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. Yeah, my name is Celine from New York.
Say the name again.
Celine.
Oh, Celine. Okay,
yes,
from
New
York.
All
right. Give me one moment, and I'll mute you, and then I'll come back to you. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Ms. Celine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Ms. Celine's life, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in her life. Lord, show me, Father God, what you would have for Ms. Celine. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ms. Celine, what I see from the Lord is like there's been things that have happened to you, and you seem to want to ball up in a corner and stay there and you feel discouraged, but the Lord would have you know that there's so much that he's put in you that he doesn't want you to go in that corner anymore, and he wants you to get out and go about in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord. There's some things he would have you do in the name of Jesus, but balling up in a corner is not one of them. The Lord has much to use you in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? It's the enemy, too. The enemy is the one that's trying to make you think that, no, you know, discouraging you and putting you in a corner so that you won't do what it is that God has called you to do. You have a purpose. He has a plan for you. And if you stay balled up in a corner, you're not going to get to do that, the purpose and the plan that he has for you. It's time to get up and move on and move forward in the name of Jesus. It's almost like I see like you crawled up in a corner and like a dark cloud around you. And I bind that spirit of depression. I command that spirit of depression to leave you now in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over Miss Celine from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. I just pray, Father God, that you just touch her right now. I rebuke that spirit of depression in Jesus' name. You are not to be, we bind that spirit that paralyzes, that paralyzes in Jesus' name. I command it to go in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Celine in Jesus' name. Miss Celine, are you there?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good. Oh, my God. That's so true. I'm feeling so depressed. Like, I have anxiety. It's like, I feel like everything I try doesn't work. And my family, my mom, she's sick. My sister, she's sick. I'm feeling sick. Like, it's like I feel the darkness on me. And I don't know how to overcome it.
It's the enemy. Because I saw that, like you balled up in a corner, and then like a cloud, a black cloud around you, like a sticky cloud that just like stuck on you. You know, like charcoal. You know how charcoal, when you touch it, it just dirties you, like that. Mm-hmm. That's how I saw it. But that's the enemy. He's lying to you. Mm-hmm. And you rebuke that, and in the name of Jesus, you're going to get up, move, and you're going to move forward. You're going to put praise music, because you know what? Praise music helps the atmosphere clear out from your home. You need to anoint your home, okay? You take vegetable oil, whatever oil you got, and you go around the house in the name of Jesus. You just touch the walls, the windows, and command the enemy to leave your home in Jesus' name. And that's all you do, just touch.
Amen.
Touch, you know, and anoint as symbol of God's anointing in your home. And then you ask the Lord to come in and have his angels to come and protect. And, Lord, we just pray for Celine's family right now, that attack of sickness over them, Lord. We just plead the blood of Jesus over her family, Father God. We rebuke sickness in Jesus' name, and we curse it to the root. We command it to go in the name of Jesus, not to return in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in Miss Celine, Father God, that as she moves, that she's going to feel that breaking away of what the enemy is trying to do. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see you that as you're walking and you're getting out of that. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Charlie Brown? What is that character that he's, you know, he's got like a blanket and he's got like a cloud around him?
Mm-hmm.
It's like dirt, like dirt wanting to stick to him? Well, that's what I saw, but it wasn't like a really dark cloud around you, and that was the enemy. That you are going to walk out of that in Jesus' name, but you have to make the move, and you need to do those things. Anoint your home.
Okay.
Pray worship. Play worship music, even, especially when you don't feel like it. That's when you play it more, because that's the enemy discouraging you from doing that. So whenever you don't want to do something
that's good for you,
press through, press out of that, press out of it.
Yes.
And you're going to see a difference. So that's what I saw. Like you, like huddled up in a corner, ball, like this dark thing. But in the name of Jesus, no, you're going to get out of that. We've already prayed.
That's so Today, I had a vision, like, I'm talking to my mother, and I say, Mom, it's like I'm getting crazy. Like, I feel, like, so anxious. I have anxiety. I feel like I'm going to lose my mind. I was talking to my mother, like, I had a vision. Yeah, I felt depressed.
Is your mother alive?
Sick. Yeah, she's not, we're not living in the same city. She's my country, in Haiti, but... every day we talk, and she used to pray for me too. And I had the dream today, like I'm talking to her, and I say, Ma, it's like I'm losing my mind. I'm getting crazy. I don't know, and I feel so depressed. And she said, yeah, I'm feeling sick too. And your sister, she's sick. Like, and I know you're alone here. You don't have anybody here. Oh God, yeah. I feel, yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, well,
that's
true. Don't come in agreement with that. Don't come in agreement with that spirit that's lying to you in your mind. That's a spirit of, in Spanish you call it locura. It's like, wanting you to go crazy. But in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over Celine and her family. We break that spirit of locura in the name of Jesus, that spirit that comes to bring fear, that spirit that comes to bring anxiety. For God has not given her a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind in Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Go, spirit of fear, of anxiety. In the name of Jesus, and that spirit of locura, go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I pray for your angels to be round about them, Father God. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that the wind, the breath of life come into that house, come into her room, Father God, and blow right now out of that room, all that darkness, breathe into her nostrils, into her family's nostrils, Father God.
Yes.
Blow it out of there, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, for the breath of life in Jesus' name. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
You got to fight it too, you know. Don't allow it. Whenever you feel that, don't come in agreement with it, because it wants you to speak it. When you speak about it, let me give you an example. Mm. One time I was going through divorce and all that stuff, you know, that you go through. And it was rough. It was rough. And all of a sudden I felt this feeling on the outside. And I began to cry, and I was like, what is going on? And I just began to cry, and I was like, I felt an attack. And then the Lord said, showed me what it was. I go, Lord, you know, I cried out to the Lord, Lord, help me. What is this? And he said, he showed me the word sadness. And I said, and the Holy Spirit said, rebuke that. And I rebuked it. And as soon as I rebuked that, that feeling, I was like, it took me a moment there to, like, what just happened? It was so, so demonic that I was like, oh. And then the Lord said, yeah, because you open your mouth to say, oh, this is so sad, that I gave it an open door. Remember that I was talking about the open doors, the keys and things earlier on the show. And so God wants to bless us. But we have to come in line with what God says and walking in humility before him, seeking him. And that is the keys, those keys, not doing what the enemy wants us to do, but the keys that God will allow us to use to open certain doors for blessings to come. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's blessings coming, but it's your responsibility to keep the enemy out, and it's your responsibility to apply the keys that God says, you know, worship me, seek me, seek me first above everything.
Mm.
And that'll open the doors to your blessings and shut the door to the enemy. And be careful, by the way you shut it is what you say with your mouth, okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, and the harder the enemy hits you, sometimes it's the bigger the blessing.
Yes,
sometimes the bigger the blessing. So, you know, right before you're going to get blessed, the enemy likes to, you know, lie to you and throw stuff
at
you. But in Jesus' name, that's why we need each other. That's why we need each other to allow each other to pray for each other, because when one is up, the other one may be down. And then we lift each other up, and we see the strategies of the enemy trying to work. But instead of condemning other people, we need to lift them up and come against the enemy and rebuke the enemy off of people. You know, so you're going to do that. We prayed for your family. You're going to do that. You're going to call your mama. We tell her, mama, you play some godly music in your home, open the windows, and let some clean air come out in that house, rebuke it, whatever it is in that home. It could be something they watch. It could be something they said. It could be, you know, someone they allowed in their home. So we got constantly, like, we clean house, we got to clean our spiritual houses too. Amen?
Yes.
And keep them clean and not allow the enemy to come in. So I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Celine, Father God. You're going to use her, Father God, to move forward, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in her and her family's house, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do with other people, Father God, to teach other people. You know what, Celine, I just remembered a story about this one lady. She was a lady preacher on TV years ago. And she was battling depression, and she, to the point where she could not even cook for her children, and she couldn't. She didn't even want to bathe. That's how bad, and that's how that spirit works. It'll make you feel dirty. Do you remember the gathering that he wasn't bathed? He was just going crazy out of his mind. Those spirits will do that to you, and you got to get angry. You got to get really angry at those spirits and come in the name of the Lord. Well, she says that the Lord told her to go minister to this one lady. And she was just playing it up. Nobody knew she was going through this deep depression. And she goes, she went to that lady. And the Lord says, why go to that lady if I'm worse than she is? This lady's depressed. How can I help her? And the Lord said, go do it. And she did. And do you know that spirit of depression lifted off of her? The Lord showed her that when you move to help others, then that's what the enemy doesn't want you to do. There's something about that that breaks certain things off of you as you're caring for other people, because that spirit doesn't want you to help nobody and wants you to be stuck in your own in the lie that it wants you to be in, okay? So when you get out of your where you're at, even though you may be going through, you're helping others, it's going to help you in the name of Jesus, because you're coming in the name of the Lord to bless others. Amen?
Amen. I receive it,
So as you help your family and you encourage them, you're going to see that coming out of you, and you're going to be blessed also. Amen?
Yes, amen. Amen.
Yeah, because that's where the enemy wants you, stuck. Stuck in that little ball. In that little ball of darkness and making you believe lies. And that's what the enemy does. Have you ever seen the animal kingdom? It tries, the animal, the enemy animal wants to attack the animals that are far away from the herd.
Yes,
and because it's easy prey, so don't allow yourself to be away from others. and alone. You move out. You move forward. You help others. And you're going to see a difference in you. Amen?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Is there anything else you want to say, a testimony, a prayer you need or you want to say?
No, thank you. Thank you. Just I want God to heal me because I'm feeling, I'm not feeling sick. I'm not feeling sick. I won't say that anymore. I'm not feeling sick.
You're coming out of that.
Thank you. Yes.
And make sure you drink water and you're eating right foods. There are certain foods that maybe you may not realize it, that may be causing you to get depressed. Maybe you're allergic to certain things and you need to stay away from that. Like the yeasty thing may cause yeast to overgrow in your body, and that also could cause depression. You know, so dairy, certain people have a problem with dairy. It causes fungal issues in the body in different areas. So eating fresh food, live foods, your spinach, your, you know, things that are alive, you're going to, it starts in the gut. It starts in the gut. So start drinking more water. Stay away from the sugary stuff.
Yes.
Exercise. You don't have to go to the gym. You can walk.
Yeah.
Just walking and walking straight, and up, lifted up. You know, we're so used to being bent and hunched over that the years of doing that causes problems on our organs. And so I remember this one lady that she was all hunched up. She went on a cruise, and they were giving free samples of insoles. And so she used them from this doctor that was giving them, and she was in horrible pain because her body was correcting itself from so many years of being hunched over and not walking right and not having the proper insoles. So they found out what it was, and she thought she was dying, and it wasn't that. It was her skeletal muscles weren't lining up properly from so many years of being hunched over and not correcting that. The doctor says, well, don't use them anymore. So she had to continue living like that because she was too far gone in her, she wasn't a believer because it's different for believers. God will set you free. But this is a story this lady told me. This is the story she told me. And I was like, wow. So, I mean, God is good. He can restore us, but we have our responsibility of having to also do our part, okay?
Yes,
so we seek his wisdom and we walk in that wisdom. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So
amen.
God's going to use you. Remember, go out there and minister to others, to your family, and you're going to see what it does for you too. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
God
and
bless
happy
you.
Birthday to you.
Thank you. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, thank you.
All right. All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. I have 831-596, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Noelle in California.
Miss Noelle. Okay. Give me a moment. I'll put you on mute and I'll come back.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Father, for Miss Noelle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? I see a glimpse of spring coming in. I don't know if that's a spiritual thing that's happening. It's just glimpses of spring, little signs here and there. Thank you, Lord, in your life, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in Noel's life. Glimpses of spring, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I see the return and the turnaround. The return and the turnaround. I see that word, the return. Something that's coming back, a return. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Like things are coming back. Turn around because things are going back in the right direction. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in Miss Noelle's life, Father God. Thank you for the glimpses of spring in her life. Thank you, Lord. Yes, it's like, you know, when you see in a field like a popping of wildflowers here and another one over there, and before you know it, they're like bloop, 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 like popcorn. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I see, like, the Lord, like, with a pitcher, a green pitcher, like, pouring the container on the pitcher says, Miracle-Grow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's why they're popping. They're popping. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in Miss Noelle's life, Father God, that the blessings are on their way, Father God. I thank you, Lord, of the spiritual blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in her life, for what is yet to come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Miss Noelle, are you there?
Lord. Yes, Miss Carmen, thank you so much for praying. I mean, when you said Miracle-Grow, I just started laughing out loud.
Well, why?
Because I see it all as a miracle. You know, I mean, I see God's handwork in it, you know, and so that there's actually a fertilizer named Miracle-Grow, you know. So when you said Miracle-Grow, I thought it was sort of a two meanings, you know, the fertilizer itself being Miracle-Grow and God's miracle, you know, on it. No, I really appreciate it. And I believe I receive that. I, you know, want that very much. And I believe that, you know, I believe that, that God is, I think the turnaround and the return, are two different things, but they work in sync, you know? Yeah.
To say what I heard, I can't always explain what it is, but I just saw that word, the return, and then I saw a turnaround. You know how on the highway you go through the turnaround to make a correction of direction? That.
Mm-hmm.
A correction of direction. Ooh,
yes.
That hit me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I've been in, you know, I lost my mom in the summer of 2020, and it was after a long illness with ALS, you know, and it was horrible. Mm. And then there was some after she passed, some huge family betrayals that just, I mean, I it's like I had to mourn a sister while I was mourning my mother, you know. It was horrible. And it cost me dearly. And so there's just, and my right now my dad is in his end days, you know. And so there's been this grief and sort of recovery, you know, in terms of, you know, coming back. Not that anybody comes back from those things, but you move a little bit better in it, you know, and you find, you know, you start kind of rejoining, you know, the race, human race, right? And so the turnaround is sort of, I mean, I see the turnaround in a few ways, but I also see the turnaround is in not continuing on that path. You know what I'm saying? You know, that it's not just grief and depression ahead of me, you know. And I see, you know, I see green shoots here and there. I'm not good at pulling it all together yet, you know, but I believe that it's just a touch from God, right? You know, and those things can come together in a heartbeat, you know? I mean, some of these things are things I already know to do and I'm not, just because I don't, it's just like my head is like
trying to herd a bunch of kittens, you know, my socks, you know, constantly have been like that, you know, and it's been years, you know, it's like a brain fog, you know. And so I know that for certain in my life and to be blessed certain ways that it's going to be God helping me, you know. And in fact, on my bathroom mirror in February, one morning I just got, it's not a profound statement, but it was profound because I knew God was telling me, you know, that he would help me, you know. And so I just wrote, you know, I will help you, God, put the date, you know. And then about a week or two later, you know, I will protect you. Or, no, I'll fight for you and protect you. And so, you know, I wrote that down. And I thought, you know, God is just letting me know he knows. You know what I'm saying? I mean, mm-hmm. when you go through a lot of grief and loss, and then if you go through a really, really horrible betrayal by family, you know, I mean, every time Randy talks about Joseph, I feel like he should say Noel, you know?
Yeah, but you saw there was healing. There was healing in the end.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
There was healing
yeah.
at the end. So we can pray for that, that God will bring healing to your family and that, you know, to restore what the enemy stole. Because he stole something that wasn't his.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, when he talks about, like, the enemy using his brothers, you know, to do what the devil meant for bad, God used it for good, you know. Mm-hmm. And in so much of this, you know, I mean, I just get so broken. And then I'll remember, because they're so walking through some horrible, horrible betrayals, I had to keep walking through it to show up for my mother, you know, and to show up and mm-hmm. do the right thing. And the only, I mean, I walked in bloodied and bruised and, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was hard. And the only solace, the only strength I had was God, because I thought, you know, I know you're with me, you know, and mm-hmm. Protect me, you know. And so even now, sometimes that's the strength I get. Oh, my nutty dog. Even now, sometimes that's the strength I get, because as I'm still broken about the betrayal, you know, and what it cost me, it's like, but you know, I know you, you know, it's like, I'll remember, but I know, you saw it, you heard it, you know what happened, you know. And then I think, okay, because sometimes when there's a bad betrayal, you're never going to have, you know, sometimes when people do us dirty, we think like there's a court of opinion. If only have our side heard and a judge say, well, absolutely, right? You know, that should not have happened to you. But we don't get that a lot of times, you know. Sometimes just some really awful things happen, and there's nobody that we could even explain the circumstances to, because they might not even believe it, you know, or
but
whatever.
But when there is
an
appeal in the court, things can be yes. overturned.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And so we have to know how to pray in the courts of heaven when we've prayed all we know to pray, to bring it before the Lord, the judge, God, the Father, and say, Father, this is what has been done. And you
right.
bring that to him. The enemy has been accusing our family. The enemy has been doing all this, and he's been stealing from us. And, Lord, I pray that he return back what belonged to me. And as
yes.
a punishment, the sevenfold, or how many
of
you know.
That's right. And
you
say,
remember,
God, I'm with you, girl.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, what he took, he's going to return and more.
Amen.
And more.
Amen. And that's the only shred of anything, and it's enough. Right. Otherwise, it's just more loss and more pain. Right. And so I have that, you know, in terms of, I need to get bold in my praying. Sometimes my praying is more, you know, like forgiving. And then, you know, then because I get in my feelings, then I have to ask for forgiveness for any unforgiveness. Right. You know. And, I mean, I've come a long way in it, you know, because I'm pretty tired of praying for the people that hurt me. God. Help me forgive them already.
There's many scriptures that talk about when the enemy has stolen something from us, that it, you know, it gets returned. Like Isaiah 41:11, behold, all who are in sins against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. Well, who are the ones that are striving? The enemy. The enemy, not people. We don't strive against with flesh and blood. The enemy uses flesh and blood, but that's not who we strive against. It's the enemy. So here it's showing that the enemy is going to be confounded. And these are the scriptures that we have to take back to the Lord and say, Lord, look, the enemy is taking this. And it says, there's a Joel 2:25, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army, which I sent among you. And then it says, Isaiah 61:7, instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. So there's a double portion here. And I was talking about this earlier, what Prophet Randy was talking about, you know, unlocking the treasures, right? The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So Jesus is saying in John 10:10, abundance of life. And it says, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against you shall succeed. You shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So God is going to vindicate. But we need to bring it to the Father and say, Lord, look, the enemy's stealing. Vindicate us. Rescue us from what the enemy's doing. Go ahead.
You know, that I was going to say, you know, you're like big amen to that. And that's right. And, you know, we can know those things and we can have done it. You know, I mean, I've been through episodes in my life, you know, where, I mean, it was all, you know, pitiful, this, that. And then I grabbed a sword and stood up, you know, and I prayed differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just because I did it then doesn't mean that if I'm not doing it now, it's, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get familiar with things, you know. We think, you know, well, I have to, you know, I really have this issue and I need to pray forgiveness for them and, you know, and Lord help me, but whatever, you know. But in terms of being bold and, you know, holding God's word back up to him and saying, you said this and I count on this,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's much more bold than I've been praying. I mean, I've prayed knowing he was with me, right? I've prayed knowing that he's not going to forsake me. I prayed knowing that he knows the losses and the hurt and what it's cost me on so many levels. But I haven't held his word up to him. You know, I mean, I've prayed.
But you know,
like, I know.
Yeah, there's different enemies. There's different giants. So, you know, just because you fought this one doesn't mean that you have to fight this one.
That's right. And just because we know something, there, you know, if we don't use it, there's no, you know, we're not exercising the power of it, you know. And so, just because, you know, I mean, so I really, you know, appreciate you, you know, holding that up to me, because that's going to shift things, you know, because I've been too beat up, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's been more like sort of pitiful, you know, like, you know, sort of wow, 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 which, you know, there was a lot of that to feel wow, wow, wow about. But in terms of the losses, in terms of the betrayals, you know, I mean, you know, I really was doing more of a duck and roll, like just trying to live through it, right, you know? And there's no power in that, you know? I mean, I've been through too many things in my life with God where even though you could be sitting on the floor crying and have everything to cry about, and, you know, it's not powerful, you know, pitiful isn't powerful, you know, and it's not until, I mean, I'm not saying God isn't with us and doesn't help us, you know, through whatever. Certainly mm-hmm. when I've seen God move in my life, I mean, that wasn't where I was at when I saw him moving. You know, I saw him moving. He might touch me, right? He might comfort mm-hmm. me. But as far as, you know, change and, you know, and seeing things really turn around, you know, that kind of thing, it was in just praying like you just said, you know, on holding his word up to him and standing on his promise. You said this, you know, you said this and you're not a liar and this is what I receive, you know, because you said
when
it.
You
know, you
know that you've done all that you know to do and that you're doing your part and that you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're like, wait a minute. This is the enemy coming in, taking what is not his, and he has no legal right. Sometimes
right.
there is a legal right, but when you know that there's no legal right and everything, then you can go to the Father and say, Lord, there's no legal right here. Or yes, maybe you're going to have to say, yes, there was a legal right here. I do. I agree with what the enemy said. This is what I did. This is what they did. Lord, there's an open door here. Lord, I pray that you shut that door in the name of Jesus and that you close the door to the enemy and whatever the enemy stolen yes. to give it back. Give it back.
When you talk about court, you know, the heavenly courts, and I know there's people that are much more involved in that and they're more, you know, than myself. But years ago, I did really try to learn about that, you know, and I was praying. I mean, it was something I was.
I mean, you
passionately.
Don't always go to the courts. Yeah, but you don't always go to the courts because. Do you daily go to the courtroom every day to get what's yours?
No.
No, you go through other avenues and you do praying and you do this and you do that. But then when you see that there is, you know, that the enemy is just either through legal right or through something that's not legal, that's when you take it to the Father. You don't go and take it to the courts every day.
Right. Well, this was, I mean, I saw mirrors. I saw turnarounds in a son that was lost in a big way, you know, after that. I mean, just amazing things, but it was really hard. It was really, you know, sad time. And I was seeking God in that, and I was praying to him. And like I said, I didn't, you know, I wasn't somebody that was as familiar as others with that. But, I, you know, God, mm-hmm. sometimes God shows me a picture. And then the picture sort of, it's kind of like, you know, when you go to YouTube, and you see, like, the screenshot of the movie, and then if you push
uh-huh.
the button, it becomes a story and there's more information. It's like that, you know? And
the
so
thumbnail.
I saw, yes. And so, right. And so he showed me this picture of this empty courtroom. You know, I'm like, what does that mean, God? Nobody was there. And
because nobody
it was
bringing the case.
that's what he was saying. It's like you don't. There's no accuser, and you know. There, you know. In other words, whatever the cases were, whatever, they're not. They're not happening in this courtroom. You know, that's done. You know, it's that's done. And so, I thought, oh, thank you, God. You know, that's like going to court and finding out that your case is dismissed. You know, and there's no right. There's no jury sitting there.
Yeah, like
there's
when
no,
you get
you know,
a ticket.
Right,
and
right. I mean,
you don't
not,
admit your guilt,
right? And they're not. I mean, you know, there's. You can open the door and stick your head in there, and the room's empty. You know, and it was that. There was no. And that's
yeah.
what I was showing.
There's no case.
And
no
exactly,
case.
Exactly. And so, I mean, and I heard you talk about this the other night with Randy too, and it made me think about that. You know, but talking to you tonight, and you know, praying for me the way you did. And, you know, when you're talking about, like, shifting, you know, getting more powerful, not in just, you know, like, you know, wah, 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 God, right? You know, they hurt me, wah, wah, wah. You know, but you know, getting into his word more and holding his word up to him and standing on it, you know? And,
exactly.
and it says this, you know, and that's what I'm standing on, you know? And
why?
And
because God's word will not return void.
That's
it'll
right.
go and
that's
do what
right.
it says it's going to do.
That's right.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
So,
amen. Amen.
Wow.
And if it's
so,
in there,
I mean,
if it's in there, which it is, right? then we've got our answer, and now we just need to stand and pray on it and receive it, you know? I mean, if God says it, it is.
And also understanding that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, because if we do believe that, then we're going to be stuck in the lies that the enemy has against us, and it's not, that's not true. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Let me look for it here. Give me a minute. Let's see. It says in Ephesians 6:10, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you may take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then the belt, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests, with all kinds of prayers and requests. See, it's not just one kind of prayer, it's all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that when I speak, that's Paul speaking. So you see, you know, it's all a different kind of prayers, all kinds of prayers, praying in the Spirit. You give it, and you seek the Spirit of God, knowing that you're not coming against your family. It's not against them. It's against the spirits that are operating and trying to bring strife and division and chaos and confusion and all manner of evil works there. So it's not against them. It's against the enemy. You target your focus and your prayers on the attack of the enemy, you know, Lord, look, and it's all different kinds. So we just, you know, we want to formulate everything, but
right.
Sometimes, you know, that's why we miss and hit, because we're formulating
right.
and we're using the same thing over and over again. And we're not realizing
right.
that in what God is saying there's different kinds of prayers with
and,
all
and
kinds of prayers and requests.
And that is an example of what we're talking about, because, you know,
exactly.
it's like I have prayed like that other times, right? So the context isn't new, except for I'm just dull to it, and I needed you to say that. You know what I'm saying? I needed to do your prayers and for you to say that, and then it's like, yeah, you know, I haven't done it like that. You know, I've been more, you know, ow, it hurts.
Now you know what the Miracle Grow is all about.
I love the Miracle Grow because, man, I need it. My life needs it. And for I'll take Miracle Grow.
That's God's word right there showing us, okay, you want this? This is how you're going to get results. This is what my
right?
God, my word says. This is how you're going to unlock it.
That's right.
This is how you're going to obtain it. But it's not the way the world does it, fighting against flesh and blood and fighting against all this other stuff that the enemy's tricking us in. And so when we strategize, we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. And, you know, praying in the Spirit, my goodness, that is like targeting it. The enemy does not know what you're saying when you're praying in tongues.
When you're injured, you're coming from a hurting place, even though, you know, you might have strength and this and that, but, you know, and you're dealing with an enemy that gets up early in the morning to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't get tired.
He has no rest. He just keeps on. He keeps attacking. He don't care. You know what?
Right?
As you were talking, I thought about this movie. I know it's a guy flick. It's called Hacksaw Ridge. And it talks about, it's a story about this man that he's a believer. I think he's a Seventh-day Adventist or something like that. And he believes in God, and he didn't believe in shooting his, you know, other believers, other people. And so he didn't want a rifle. And so they gave him hell. They gave him hell. So when war came, broke out, he was thrown in there without, you know, a weapon. And so do you know, because of him, God used him to save the lives of many that were wounded. And he would bring them down a hill with rope. And it just broke his hands. He was bleeding every time he would bring them down. It would just tear in his flesh. But each time he would go back injured, he would go back and say, Lord, one more God. And then he would do it again and again. He saved many soldiers' lives, and they honored him later on because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, even though we're going through whatever we're going through, but we just have to say, God, one more God. And I know there's a friend of mine that loves that movie and also believes in that section. You know, it's a guy flick. And I'm like, I'm normally not into movies or guy flicks, but I love that one. That was a good movie. We were like, yes, Lord, give us one more. Help us one more thing, God. One more. And so, yeah, you may feel injured. You may feel like you can't anymore. But you stand and you pray, and that's when, oh my goodness, the power of prayer is so powerful that the Lord says, wow, look at this. Look at their faith, that even though they've been through hell and back, they're still praying. One more.
Right.
Lord, God, deal with this, God. And so that's the type of faith that we have to have, that we don't give up no matter what's going around us, what we're going through. Just keep on praying, because your blessing and your miracle might be right around the corner. Go on. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Ms. Tucker. And I believe it is. But it just shows you, like, the body of Christ and how we need each other. Because, how long would I go in a rut of, it's not that God isn't taking care of me, or that I'm, you know, that I feel disconnected now, you know, from God. But I much rather get a word and a powerful shift in my prayer life sooner than later, right? You know, and the remembrance, you know, like, is, you know, it's something that can be applied immediately, you know, and that's the miracle grow, right? Immediately.
Mm-hmm. And look what Joseph is another example. Wasn't he in prison? And he was like,
yeah.
Lord, you know, I'm trusting you, God. But God was doing something. Even in the midst of all that you're going through, God is changing our character, making us stronger, getting things that shouldn't be there out of our lives, helping us to have right thinking. The old thinking has gone away. The new thinking, he's replacing the way we should think. And when we start thinking his way, it may be hard. And then, you know what? Right before the battle is won, or the war is won, what happens? I mean, fire. I mean, it goes crazy. But then there's a winner. And that's, we stand on the winning side.
Amen.
And so we got to give it all.
And plus, too, with Joseph, you know, and Randy, I think, talked about this the other night, too. He did. God was perfecting, you know, was working in Joseph, you know, in spite of the betrayal and the hardships, you know, that he was going to be standing in a position, you know, with his family before him, you know, and to have the heart to deal with it. Can you imagine if Joseph, let's say Joseph's timing and God's timing were like Joseph 5 years earlier, like, you know, he might have like had his brothers to the guillotine. Who knows? I mean, I don't
if
think
he hadn't
that,
gone
but,
through what he did, he probably would have had them
killed. Right?
Because
his
character wasn't built.
It's possible, you know, and it's possible with us that we think that we've got it until we're on the other side of it and we see the work God did and we think, wow, you know, you know, I you know, I may not have liked what I went through, but, you know, here I am and it's behind me. God, you know, restored me and blessed me, you know, in ways I couldn't have dreamed, you know, got me through it in ways I didn't think I could get through. And I'm on the other mm-hmm. side of it. And even though I wouldn't want to go through it again, I would not want to give up the wisdom, the knowledge, and the power of mm-hmm. having those things in my life, you know, because now I know what to do with them, you know.
Yeah.
But, and that's God's, you know, beauty for ashes, I think, at times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, Jesus, we have the example in Jesus. He went through betrayal. He went through so much, and then he got put on the cross. And he sweat blood, you know. So he struggled with that. But and even Peter was saying, no, you know. But he had to rebuke Peter because that was God's will for him. And so we know that even though we are going through all of this, Lord, your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done through all of this because you have a better plan, a bigger plan for all of this. Yes, I could have had it this way, but that wasn't your way. Your way is this way. And so if Jesus – yeah, go ahead.
I just gonna say, even in betrayals, I think sometimes mm-hmm. it's God's way of changing. I mean, of course, it changes the relationship, but it can also it could be somebody that was going to hurt us so much worse down the road. You know, like
could
maybe
be,
that's somebody
yeah.
we would depend on more. You know, and then come to a bad place and need them and depend on them to find that out then. You know, at a weaker time in our life, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know the purpose. I know that, you know, God's been with me very much through it. And, I mean, the story of Joseph all the time. I mean, I just thought God knows what I'm going through, and I'm so thankful for that story because it was so applicable, you know. And I thought if God put that Bible story in the Bible for a reason. It was important, you know, because he knew, besides the story of Joseph and all of the good that he did, it's also, he knew that we'd go through betrayals, you know. He knew that we would have family would turn against us, you know, and do horrible things.
But that's what I was giving at the beginning of the show, and last week when I talked about the spirit of jealousy. The spirit of jealousy doesn't come on its own, right? It holds hands with other things, with murder, with resentment, with bitterness, with anger, and has a whole bunch of other, and it filters through your emotions through anger and bitterness, you know. So we have to understand that in order to receive the blessings of God, God is giving us a key here to understand, to stay in humility, right? Stay in that humility and not to get bitter or angry when other people get what they want, because what ends up happening, then you enter the same level as they are and nobody gets the blessing, really.
That's right.
But when you,
you know,
believe, like that lady that I was saying, that when she believed that, okay, she didn't get that job that she knew she was qualified for it better than the other person that they had given the job to, She stayed in peace, and she was happy for that person, and she blessed that person. And then shortly after, months later, she had another job offer that was twice as much as that first job that
goodness.
She was going to. But because
That's
she kept
amazing.
Her heart right, and she stayed in humility where God wanted her, not being jealous of what somebody else had that she wanted, right? A different way. Another example, I know a friend that was saying that a family member had sold a house. Let's give it an amount, $20,000, right? And
mm-hmm.
didn't give the rest of the family the money, right? So the rest of the family did not fight for it and didn't do anything. But then years along the line, that same person that took the money has a house and gets a contractor, and what does the contractor do? He steals his money. How much? $20,000.
Oh my God!
Same amount of money that was stolen from them. So it's not. It's the enemy lying to other people to make them think that they're all right. But you know what? Everybody ends up being a loser. But when we pray that God's will be done, that God blesses them and protects them, and you know, we don't come against them. We come against the ones that is using them and coming against us. That's when we're on target.
Well, also, too, you know, when you said bitter, you know, when you said bitterness, you know, I have, you know, it's much better now, but I had so much bitterness, not from jealousy, but from the pain of the betrayal.
It comes different ways.
And I kept, you know, kept praying to forgive, to forgive, to forgive. And then I'd get this wave of pain. And, I mean, I sat on the edge of my bed for, like, probably 5-6 months and just cried over this. It was my sister. And, you know, and it was just so purposeful. I mean, it was so purposeful, you know, and found myself really angry and bitter, you know, and I'd pray to forgive her, you know, and I prayed to God, for, you know, but then it's mm-hmm. like, I would just go through these sweeps of, I was in this bitter, you know? And so, I mean, God
resentment
has,
of what had been done to you.
Right.
That's
right.
That's how jealousy gets in. That's how that spirit gets in.
Well, you know, God's been really healing me and delivering me from most of it. I mean, it's still fresh where I feel like I'm just walking out of that dark place on it, you know, where it's like,
mm-hmm.
I've gone longer without falling into bitter. You know, I can still pray, forgive, you know, to forgive her. And not go there, you know, like I have to make a laundry list of all the bad things she did to me and make sure God knows.
But you know what? This person that I was just telling you about, that this family member had stolen this stuff, it wasn't a lot of money. But the thing was that they got what they did to them. But yet this other person that it was done to released that. And do you know they're blessed? They're so blessed. Yes. They may not have the amount of money that this other person took from them, but they are blessed because that person has so much love from other people that love them, and that's worth more than money.
It sure is.
And God
sure
opened
is.
Doors for this other person over and over again, and they're like in a short amount of time, that person was really low, and now you look at them. All these things are behind that person, and God is getting ready to bless that person in a big and awesome way now. So, I mean, it takes time, and so we can't get focused on what people have done to us, whether it's been a divorce, whether it's a business, a deal that went wrong and they stole from us, whether it's been family members, whether it's been, you know, a boyfriend or whoever that betrayed us. We can't stay in bitterness. We have to release it because while we're holding on to these things, we can't embrace the blessing. We can't hold on to both.
And it's hard because there, aside from the betrayal, it was a purposeful thing which hurts, you know. But there was a loss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a loss, you know, a huge loss. And for the rest of my life, it's going to be up to God to turn it around, help me turn it around. And so, you know, I know God is working, you know, I mean, believe me, 6 months ago, you know, I would have felt like I had to make my case every time I talked about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because I was still sort of traumatized by it, you know, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
God's done a lot, but, you know, that miracle grow, I'm telling you, that turnaround and... And all those green shoots and those flowers, you know, they're coming. And plus
yeah.
your girl Noelle is going to be pulling some scriptures out, and that I feel like God's saying, and I'm going to stand in faith and say, you know, here I am standing in faith, you know, and we're going to do this because you're my dad, and you said it, and I believe that this word here is exactly.
Yeah.
what I need to be standing on, and let's get busy, God.
Yeah, and you know what? The enemy always tries, especially when you're getting ready to have your blessing. He tries to throw one at you. Didn't he do that to Jesus? Look at all the stuff that came at him right before he was supposed to do what God had told him to do, to go on the cross, right? And he even had Peter trying to discourage him from doing it. So, you know, let's die to our flesh let it die, and let's do what God says. You know, not the outcome that we may want, but in the long run, the blessings are going to be greater. The blessings are going to be greater. We can't figure it out. But there is such peace within us when we do what God's telling us to do from the inside out. Amen? Wow, you know, that's a lot right there.
It is.
Wow, Noel. So I just pray that God will bring peace, unity in your family, and that that what the enemy is trying to do with this chaos and confusion, we bind that in the name of Jesus, and we command it to go in Jesus' name. And we just pray, Father God, just like you did for Joseph, Lord, that you restored his family, Father God. We just pray for that restoration in Noel's family, Father God, that the material things don't count, Father God, that they don't matter. We just pray, Father God, that things will be turned around, Father God. I just pray you bless my sister from the inside out in Jesus' name.
I love that.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Is there anything else, a prayer you want to say, or something else you want to share?
God bless you. Thank you so much for praying for me and for the words. They were really some great wisdoms that, like I said, I'm going to grab hold of and apply. And, you know, I don't have, it's that miracle grow, right? I mean, those are things I can apply to how I'm praying and get faster results, right? Then, you know, then figuring it out on my own down the road. So I really thank you for the wisdoms and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull out my miracle grow from my flower. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it has been a pleasure talking to you today. So refreshing. Thank you, Lord, for Noel. Bless her, Father God. In the name
God
of Jesus.
You, Carmen. Thank you, Carmen.
All right.
God You're bless
welcome.
You, girl.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. You have a great week. I have other callers on the line. I don't have anybody that is next. If you want to have prayer or prophecy, dial 1 on your keypad, and then you'll be logged in. It'll tell you you are now on the queue. I'll wait to see if anybody else is wanting to receive prayer and prophecy. Meanwhile, I'm going to play this song, and I want you to receive it, blessing, this song. It's called The Blessing. But before I do that, give me one moment here. Okay, this prayer, this usually prayed in many homes in Israel over their family. And it goes like this. I'm going to try my best in the Jewish language. It says, Yivarecha Adonai Yishmerecha Ael Adonai Panavelecha Vihuneha Huneha Yisa Adonai Panavelecha Yasim Lecha Ve Yasim Lecha Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That's my prayer for you. If you want prayer and prophecy, raise your hand because I have many people on the line. If not, I'm going to play this song. It's called The Blessing. I have just blessed you for this week. And I'll wait. Let's see. Oh, I see somebody's hand. Okay, hold on. So I won't confuse myself. Okay. 225-270, your name and where you're from.
Giacomo Colbert.
I'm sorry, say that again.
My name is Giacomo Colbert. Giacomo, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
Jacqueline, from where?
Louisiana.
All right. Let me pray for you first. Let me mute you, and then I'll come back to you, okay? All right. Thank you, Lord, for Jacqueline from Louisiana, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for Jacqueline from Louisiana, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for her life. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for her life in the name of Jesus. Jacqueline, I see like a beaming light coming from heaven above, and it's almost like it's targeted on you. The Lord is shining a beaming light over you. It's around you. It's enveloping around you. I believe that God is shining upon you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I believe the Lord heard my prayer over the callers tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jacqueline's life, Father God. He's illuminating you. He's giving you a light like no other. Like those around you don't have that light. And God is illuminating you so that you can see in this darkness. I see a lot of darkness around you, but he's giving you light. I'm just trying to figure this out. It's almost like a beam coming down, and then it goes around you, all around you, like a dome, like a dome. Thank you, Lord. It's almost like a beam of protection in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jacqueline's life, for protecting her and guiding her and leading her in the name of Jesus, even in the midst of these dark times that she's been experiencing. But, Lord, you are with her. You do not leave her, you're with her. You never leave her or forsake her. Yet everybody may leave her or forsake her, but you will not leave her or forsake her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's almost like if you're trying to push out, but even in that light is covering you. Even when you don't know where you're supposed to be going, and you try to venture off, God is still giving you and bringing you back. It's almost like you're bubbled in a bubble of protection in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jacqueline, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Jacqueline, are you there?
I'm still there.
Well, God bless you. How are you?
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to say something?
No, I don't have nothing to say. I appreciate the prayer, though.
Yes, the Lord is protecting you. I'm not understanding that, but I see that God is protecting you, ma'am.
Amen.
This is the first time I've ever talked to you, haven't I?
It's probably about your second or third time. I talked to you once before. Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, it's nice to have you on the show. Do you want to give a testimony?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. So you be blessed in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful week, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
903-918, your name and where you're from. 903-918, your name and where you're from. I can't hear you. Your hand is raised up. If you try calling again, I'll pick you up. For some reason, I can't hear your I heard something. 903-918. I heard something.
Hello, this is Michelle from Texas. This is Michelle from Texas.
Hi, Michelle. God bless you. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll seek for you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for Michelle from Texas. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Michelle. You know, I'm seeing a lock. You know, like those long door locks with the handle? It's a nice fancy one, and I see a key going in it and unlocking it. I'm not sure what that's all about, but I see a key that's been put in it, and that's all I see. I don't even see the door. I just see that lock and that it's opening up something. It might be something spiritual. It's like I want to say it's like a gold lock with the handle, and then it has the key thing to put the key in on the top, and I see it being like it's turned over
and it opens. I'm believing that there's something that you've been praying about. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Something that you've been praying about, and you've used the right key this time. And thank you, Lord, because you've heard her prayer. Thank you for unlocking the things that were locked, Father God, and that are being unlocked. Thank you, Lord, for what you're blessing Michelle with in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Michelle, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes.
How
are
you?
How
are
you
doing? I'm good.
Good.
Thank you.
Is there a prayer or a testimony you'd like to give?
Well, I would like prayer because here lately I've just really been under warfare attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want prayer. Some things happened today that I won't say puzzled me, but
mm-hmm.
it just made me even madder at the devil. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because
maybe that's
it's like... go ahead.
Yeah. You know what? I sense that lock that I saw, maybe because you got mad, you started praying, and it unlocked something. And so sometimes you don't see immediate answers to the prayer. But just like Daniel, that he had to wait a while before the prayer was, actually he could see what was going on. But at the moment, he couldn't see it, but the prayer was answered. The prayer was answered. And I believe that you got mad at the devil and you did something, that you prayed about something, and I believe that the Lord heard you. But we'll continue praying anyway. Amen. Father, we just thank you for that answer to prayer. We thank you, Lord, because you're teaching Michelle some strategies, Father God, not to take it from the enemy, Father God. And thank you, Lord, for the answered prayers. I thank you, Lord, for that situation that you're turning things around, Father God, on her behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We just praise you and thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that prayer being answered in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That's no coincidence right there. So we know that even before you even said anything, that God answered your prayers. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Would you like to say anything?
No.
Okay. All right, Michelle. God bless you.
God bless you.
Is there anything else that you'd like to receive prayer for?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, God bless you. And
God bless
call
you
us
too.
Back. Call us back and let us know how the results of your prayer. Amen.
Amen. I will.
God bless.
God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, 831-596. I'm not sure if I had this one before or not. 831-596.
Hi, it's Noelle in California still.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right, I'm sorry. I thought I had.
Let me tell you something really quick. You're the miracle grow.
What do you mean?
You when you prayed for
no,
me,
the Lord
you thought,
is the miracle.
But the Lord
is the miracle grow. It's His word.
The Lord is. But when you were, I just realized it after we got off the phone, when you were talking about how to pray, that's the miracle grow. And so I just wanted you to know that you were part of that.
I'm only the vessel. I'm maybe I might be the pitcher, but the miracle grows inside the pitcher.
What you did was you pointed over to the bag and you said, "That's your miracle. Use it." So thank you for that.
The vessel doesn't do a thing for the flowers. It's the Miracle-Gro. It's God.
That's okay, but I didn't know where the bag was, and you pointed me in the right direction.
All right. Thank you, Noelle. It's always good to
thank
talk to you.
Thank you, Carmen.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. I have other callers on the line. If you want prayer and prophecy, please raise your hand by dialing 1 on the keypad on your phone, and you will hear a recording saying you are now in the queue. If not, I am going to play a song, and it's called The Blessing. I've already blessed you. If nobody else answers, well, then I'll end the show after the song. One moment here.
We got together with Pastor Chris and Pastor Stephen on Thursday to just go in after the presence of God and try to pin lyric and melody, and after a couple of hours, it just felt like the presence of God just stopped everything, and we wrote a song called The Blessing, and it's straight from Scripture, and it's the heart of the Father over us as his kids. And we're going to sing it this morning, if that's okay. And this is a blessing over you and your family and your children. And if you see this morning, just put your hands out in front of you. Turn your heart to a place of just receiving the blessing of heaven from God himself over you this morning. Thank you.
That was the blessing, and God is for you. And if you want to know where that is in the Bible, Numbers chapter 6, verses 23 through 27. It speaks to Aaron and his son, saying, "Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." So pray that over your family. Bless them. As priests in your home, you bless your family. Okay, let's go back. I see a caller, 832-231. And there's other callers on the line. If you want to be prayed or tonight, dial 1 and you'll be in the queue. 832-231, your name and where you're from.
My name is Sasha. I'm from Texas.
I'm sorry, I couldn't make it.
Tasha from Texas.
Oh, Tasha, okay. Let me mute you and then I'll come back to you, okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for Tasha, Father God. Thank you, Lord. But Lord, thank you, Lord. I see, I heard the word timidity, and I felt like I saw two strong arms that, like chains, that, and I saw that God was breaking those chains in the air. I just saw two fists with chains, and he was breaking that, I believe what I heard, timidity. The Lord says that he's breaking that off of you in the name of Jesus. He's breaking that off of you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, because she's being set free of that spirit of timidity. Let me look at what that word means. Give me one minute here. Okay. Okay. It says timidity, the lack of courage or confidence. So apparently, Lord is breaking that thing that's causing you not to have the courage to confront something or the confidence to go into doing what he's called you to do. He's breaking that off of you, Tasha. He's breaking that off of you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Tasha's life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for setting her free. Thank you, Lord, for the sounds of freedom in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tasha from Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored in you.
Hey, I like hearing that. The saying, I'm blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So how are you this week? Tell me.
I've been just struggling with my finances and struggling with my car and just, you know, trying to find a job and just trying to make it taken day by day, just trying to stay encouraged.
So maybe that's what that word has something to do with. The lack of self-confidence, assurance, you know, that you're afraid of what's around you. But God says he's breaking that spirit of timidity. Another way of saying that, those are fears, fears. Mm-hmm. But God is breaking that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Another synonym for that, it would be, the, you know, fears. So God is breaking that. Tasha, see, I didn't know anything about that. So there you go. God is saying, no, move forward. Now you're going to move forward with confidence,
amen,
knowing that you're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath,
amen,
right?
Amen.
You're an overcomer,
amen,
right? You're, he had to break that off of you so that now you can move forward in what he has for you.
Amen.
And so now when you apply, you're going to apply with confidence. Just
amen.
Pray first, and we just pray, Father God, that you give her the guidance to where to look for jobs, how to look for them, and which ones to choose. in the name of Jesus, because not all jobs are meant for us. And we just thank you, Father God, that you're giving her the wisdom for that. I pray that you meet her needs, Father God, that that you make it happen, Father God, for her. Give her the wisdom and the help that she needs at this moment to jump to the side where you would have her go, in Jesus' name. I saw a bridge, and I saw you, like, not walking through the bridge, but jumping over on the other side. Wow, that has to be God, because in our own natural energy, we can't do that. But when it's God, and he takes us like a piece of a chessboard game, you know, how you pick it up and you jump over, God can do that. I don't know nothing about chess, by the way, so don't ask me. So I feel that confidence. God has been giving you the confidence. Go ahead and apply. Pray first and enjoy your time while you're waiting. And he's going to make a way. It's God making a way. He's going to make a way. That he's giving you the confidence. That's what I saw. Two hands with shekels and it being broken. It being broken. And I heard the word timidity. So he's breaking that off of you. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So don't fear. Don't let your peace be shaken, okay? You know, when you know that you're walking in fear and that timidity, your stomach turns and you're like, oh, my goodness. Then you know you got to get yourself back in place. Lord, I thank you for your supplying all my needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you, Lord, because you don't leave me alone. You take care of me. You're with me. You don't leave me. And you give those God's word on prosperity there. You can go online and type in prosperity scriptures, and let's see what pops up. And you can pray those in the name of Jesus. It says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. So God gives you power to get wealth. So you seek him because he's the one that gives you power. And that was in Deuteronomy 8:18, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And it says, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And then it says, Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that ye may be meat in my house, and prove me now therewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Lord, I just pray not only that you pour out the things from the windows of heaven, but open the doors of heaven on her behalf. And remember, you know, you release your blessings when you go in God's order. You know, bring the tithes into the storehouse. We have to give the tithes, okay? However little they may be, or however much, if you have $2, you give 20 cents. But make sure you give to God what belongs to God. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So don't depart from the book of the law, that's God's word, and keep it in your mouth, meditate on it, and it says here it's going to prosper you, and it's going to give you success. Psalms 128:2, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. So, and it says, It says 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Psalms 1:3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. So stay in the Lord. Stay in God's word. The word of God gives you your spiritual food, and it will give you what you need, your prosperity, your success. Seeking him first in everything you do, and God will bless you. And there's more scriptures. You just type in prosperity scriptures, and you're going to find a whole bunch of them. And you can declare that and decree that over yourself. Okay, and that and you speak that in the morning as you're seeking the word. Pray those things in Jesus' name, and God will bless you. He will prosper you. Amen, Sasha.
Amen.
I'm excited for you. He's already
thank
set you free. Now it's up to you to walk. Say that again.
Amen.
Amen. Would you like to say anything, pray for anything else, a testimony?
Yes, ma'am. Could you pray for my son for strength, guidance, and wisdom to understand what his purpose is for his life, that God's purpose for his life and God's purpose for my life too?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Tasha and her son, Father God. I just pray that you strengthen them. I pray, Father God, that as they seek your word and seek your face, Father God, daily, Father God, that you, in that those scriptures that they read, they will receive the guidance and that they will know what their purpose is in life, Lord. You've already put it in them. Father God, I just pray that, Father God, we break up all that stagnancy of things holding them back. And I thank you, Lord, that as they move, Father God, you will start showing them. In the name of Jesus, as they move in the natural and as they move in seeking your face, they will start seeing these things. Open their eyes to that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that. In the name of Jesus, you spend time with the word of God. And as you do, God starts speaking to you through his word. And then the things that you have read, he may confirm it somewhere else, something that you hear, something that somebody says. And it's God using those things to give you a connection to this, a connection to that. But if we're not connected to his word and seeking him first in everything, then we can't make the connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
stay in the word. Yeah, stay in the word, stay in worship, because that pushes away what the enemy, the negativity that the spirits like to bring into our homes sometimes. And you got to push that out. Your home has to be like a sanctuary for the Lord, for him to come. But if you don't prepare him a place where he can come and that he's feeling welcome, then, you know, you're not going to sense that. You know, even in listening in your car, I mean, many times I've had my car as a sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And so much that I had this little car that I would call it the car of faith, because you needed faith to drive that car because it kept breaking
yes,
down
yes.
on you. And but I had the best times in that car. The presence of God would come on that car. That car was held up by Jesus super glue. And I made it until I didn't need it anymore. Until I didn't need it anymore, and I blessed somebody else with it. So, you know, God will help you to have what you need, and then when it's time for a new blessing, he will give you the new blessing, and he'll keep you in where you're at. And so just spend time wherever you're at, in your car, in your home. Hey, if you got a lot of kids, in your bathroom, lock yourself up and spend time with the Lord in your bathroom. You find a way. Spend quiet time with the lover of your soul. Amen.
Amen. And just confirmation, because I've been having car troubles right now, and yes, I need you to pray for my car fate too. So that's confirmation. So I understand where you're at and where you were.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Tasha and her transportation, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would just keep her car working, functioning correctly, Father God. I pray, Father God, that it will work for her until she has money to have another car, Father God. I pray whether it's of that transportation or another transportation, I pray that you will help her to find a way to make it to these jobs interviews, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you open doors for her, and help her to be stay in obedience and giving you what you want from her, whether it's her tithes or her time with you alone with her. Father God, we pray that, Father God, that she would set those things aside for you, Father God, the tithe of her time with you, the tithe of whatever financial money she may have. Lord, bless her, Father God, so that she could continue giving into your kingdom, and that you would meet all her needs according to your riches and glory. And thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, sister. Thank you for the prayer. God bless you and continue doing it. God's work for you.
Yes.
I pray. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. God bless you, and I hope to hear good news this week, because those shekels have been broken.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Praise your boy. Testimony.
Good news.
Jesus.
Call us next week and let us know. If not, we keep on praying. Okay?
Thank you.
We'll pray
Thank
for whatever.
Jesus.
We'll keep on praying.
In
Thank
Jesus
you, Lord.
Name.
Thank you for my sister. Be blessed. Have a wonderful week. Amen. All right, I have other callers on the line. If you want prayer and prophecy, there's time. If not, I will finish the show with a song. I will finish the show with the song because, I could keep on praying for the last few minutes that I have. Otherwise, I'll just end the show because I do have to go to work. Let me play this song. And this is I Will Seek First. This one is from Jason Upton. All right. Give me a minute here.
Will provide for me.
Was Seek First, like in Seeking First the Kingdom of God, A Table Full of Strangers, Jason Uptown. If you want to look at that, the official lyric video. You know what? I love playing music. I think my dream job would be a disc jockey playing the worship songs, music that glorifies God. Oh, man, I would love to do that as a job. That would just suit me just fine. Well, it's getting close to closing out. If anybody wants prayer and prophecy, now is the time to do it before we close. If not, we have people on the line, but that's okay if you just want to listen. Thank you for calling. It's a pleasure. It's my honor to pray for you. I love doing that, and I can't think of a better way to spend my birthday than to minister to the people of God here on PGN. Thank you for calling, and call us back next week with your prayers, your prayer needs, and testimonies. Of course, we need those testimonies to uplift others as they hear what God has done for us, okay? So God bless you. Be blessed this week, people. I hope the blessings are over you, will open doors for you, will give you new beginnings, and that things will turn out the way God wants them to be. Thank you. We love you. Be blessed. And I'll be ending my show now. Bye-bye. Blessings.